afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes to think about astronomy, stars, wise men and mythologies. Merry Christmas, everybody, for Christmas Day it is, close to the solstice. We can now anticipate shorter days and longer nights. Being from the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas is a little weird down here for me. It's not cold, there is no snow, holly and mistletoe. Santa would not last long wearing all that gear. And the reindeer carrying Santa and his toys across the sky would go hungry in the Karoo, I would think. What makes it especially strange is that the original Christmas story comes from the Middle East, where the temperature would be even hotter than here. As a child, this was very confusing to me, and I could never get my head around Santa being Saint Nick, who had no redeeming features as an ascetic saint who certainly would not have feasted, and who bore the same name as the devil. Just what was going on? Let us gratefully return to easy and straightforward science. To the astronomer, the Star of Bethlehem is a source of mystery. The main difficulty in pinpointing what this celestial object could have been is that the date of the birth of Jesus is contested. We know it wasn't in what we know as December, apart from the fact that this date represents an appropriation of a pagan festival. In the Gospel of Luke, an angel appeared to the shepherds who were watching their flocks on the hillside. And this is not something that shepherds do in December in Judea, as the sheep are corralled at this time of year. So if we aren't concerned about the time of year, what especially bright star or planets were around 2,000 years ago? You can, in fact, go to any planetarium or software program such as Stellarium, which you can download onto your mobile phone, and wind the clock back to Christmas Day 2,000 and odd years ago. This is very easy to do, and you can see that there was no special bright star around at that time, according to our records. Perhaps it was a planet, but people knew about planets then. What about a supernova? In 1054, a supernova became visible around the horns of Taurus, and observers followed this event for a couple of years. Like many supernovae, it was visible during the daytime, but since writers were documenting events of this magnitude, it seems odd that no one in the rest of the world mentioned such a bright event at that time. The Chinese have very good and ancient records but say nothing about a bright star. A strong contender is that there was a conjunction of several planets which to the naked eye could, I suppose if you have an astigmatism or something, look like one star. There are several conjunctions around 2 and 3 BC which may account for the Star of Bethlehem. Herod and the other magi around at the time were astronomers and would have understood planetary conjunctions. They wouldn't have mistaken a bright star for a group of close together planets. Some writers have suggested that the astronomical event called a star may have been a comet, since these are long-lived phenomena. Since ancient times, people have looked upon comets as harbingers of doom, and they wouldn't have used this to signify a positive event. A meteor is not persistent enough, and even an extremely bright fireball would not have been around long enough to qualify for a star that came and stood over where the child was. It will have to remain a mystery, and it's missing the point to try and be scientific about stories which have other purposes in our lives. This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us a cheerful Christmas and clear skies.